Hello?
Hello, Sydney. Do you have any Hot Pockets?
I think so.
Is it Philly cheesesteak?
I typically buy ham and cheese.
I only fuck Philly cheesesteak.
Hello?
It's time for the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, bitch. It's spooky month.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello!
It's spooky month!
It's spooky month!
Yay!
Wheelbarrow full of death! Wheelbarrow full of demons!
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HANDS. Travis is getting full into Spooky Month. We get pretty excited around this time of year, everybody. Spooky Month is an annual occurrence. By annual, I mean this is the second annual Spooky Month.
But, you know, every of the 2 years, we've got, you know, we're really into it.
I'd say that we've pretty much always been pretty excited about Halloween time around here. It's kind of our thing,
apparently.
It's like we Roseanne Halloween episodes, you know, how every year you always look forward to Roseanne's newest Halloween episode. Well, we give you four of those in a month.
There was one year, I don't know if you remember this, Napier, that we took our Idle Hands song, and we noticed that there was a trend going where people were like slowing down their songs to make them spooky for Halloween. And we slowed down our song to where it was like an actual hour and a half long. And we just played it throughout the entire show. And we just checked in on it every now and then. Those were good times. You remember back when we enjoyed doing this?
No, I don't.
As I said before, 636-487-HAND to contact the show, or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. We're going to be joined in a little bit by the comedy metal band Cookie Crotch Nuts.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that. Seem like friendly fellas. Travis, did you have a chance to listen to some Cookie Crotch Nuts?
I did preview a little bit, and you might know their hits such as Rim Job Jim Bob.
A Rim Dot Job Jim Bob, that's a classic.
Which every time I even look at the title written down for that song, I laugh out loud.
And Robosexual, which I believe is just about how he wants to, like, fuck RoboCop.
And also Phantom Buttfucker.
Phantom Buttfucker is one of my personal favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you remember where you were the first time you heard Phantom Buttfucker?
Oh, yeah.
You were probably sitting in the exact same chair you're sitting in now?
I was, that's exactly right.
Guys, got an email the other day, and it's from someone I don't recognize. And I know that people listen to the show that I don't know, but it's unusual to interact with them. When we hear from somebody new, it's fascinating, and I want to know more. I mean, as you remember, we did a whole episode dedicated to somebody who chimed in and was pissed off that Travis clinks his ice during the show. Well, this person, they emailed me, and I've never heard from the guy's name is Michael. That's what the name that comes up in his email. And the subject was, I tried.
Oh, that doesn't sound encouraging.
And it had an MP3 file with no other explanation whatsoever. So I got this MP3 file. I'm going to play it for you guys. That was not the MP3 file. Travis is doing a bit. Travis is sound effect guy. He's taken it upon himself to become sound effect guy.
So I was continuing our discussion from last week, but I thought I'd interject some Halloween spooky sounds.
It's spooky month. Right.
Spooky
right.
month.
So, God damn it, Mike. You put the poison in the show.
So, Napier, I'm going to play you this sound clip, and I want you to be the judge on its legitimacy. I got it from somebody I don't know. There was no explanation attached to it. All that I got in this email was this sound clip. Any minute now.
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
Okay, so that's what I got. Now, I'm going to play it again, now that you know what it is. Listen really closely. Do you think this is legitimate? Because I don't think there's any way it can be, right?
It's Dick Tracy.
It's Dick Tracy, right? Listen.
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
Okay, so... I mean, like, if it was somebody we know, and, like, they had a story behind it... I mean, there's a story there. Hey, I ran into Warren Beatty at blank, and I tried to get him to read this thing, and it was really funny because he wouldn't read it. But, like, all I got was that. What
well,
do you think?
It was obviously in a crowded room.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like a guy doing it in his living room, right? I mean, you know, it sounds like... And if he was in public, why would he sit there and pretend to be Warren Beatty in public? Maybe it's not a bad impression. I'm telling you, this has haunted me since I've gotten it. I've been researching and trying to find recent clips of Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty made Bullworth and then just dropped off the face of the earth. He hadn't done shit in like 10 years.
Oh, at least.
I think he unofficially retired.
And if it was a goof, if it wasn't really Warren Beatty, why would they choose Warren Beatty?
Well, everybody knows who Warren Beatty is.
Who knows who Warren Beatty is?
Anybody who's seen Dick Tracy?
Listen to it one more time.
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
It sounds like a younger voice. I'm not getting old man voice.
You think it's a young guy trying to be old?
That's what I'm getting. I mean, I'm not hearing... I'm hearing, like, odd pitches in there.
I want whoever sent me this email to send me an explanation.
Don't do it.
There's a story to this. There has to be.
No, don't do it. He'll obsess about this for years.
He'll go crazy forever. Remember, Napier, remember last year at Spooky Month when I got that email and all it had was audio clip claiming to be Dick Tracy?
Is that your mic impression? I don't like it.
Because it's accurate?
So, I shared it with our pal Benny from Pod Cheese.
The cheese is positive, by the way.
Yeah, check out Pod Cheese. And Benny said, I didn't know that you guys wanted stuff like that. I have lots of connections from all of my various dealings in like my life. You know, Benny, he hobnobs with the celebs all the time.
He does.
And Benny actually has gotten us a couple of that I can verify are legitimate.
I.e.
This is Jake Gyllenhaal, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on Strangelabel.com. Is that okay?
He's doing pretty good for us. He's got us a couple of legit ones.
This is Harrison Ford, better known as Han Solo from Star Wars, or Ali Fox from the Mosquito Coast. And you're listening to WFOD on Strangelabel.com.
See,
that one wasn't close.
This is Elijah Wood, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on Strangelabel.com.
That's good. I like Elijah. He's really into like indie music. I can see how Benny would be hobnobbing with Elijah.
Well, get Elijah Wood on the show, guys. I mean, he's already done a bumper for us. Why not?
Hi, this is Macaulay Culkin. You're listening to Little Bit Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
So, I mean, Travis, have you analyzed it the way I have?
I've listened to it a couple of times. And it's just too difficult to tell. You know what I mean? I mean, the Keith David one that we got.
Well, I mean, we can verify obvious. That one's
Yeah, and
legit.
That's obviously.
First of all, I mean, yeah, obviously it's Keith David. You can just tell it's him.
Exactly.
Second of all, the guy we got it from works on a television show with him. So,
right.
I mean, we know that one's legit.
Right. So, I mean, like, but that's obvious. Even if you didn't have that backstory of, you know, we know that this is legitimately from Keith David, it's unmistakably him. Warren Beatty, yeah, it's too difficult to pinpoint, and but I'm not...
The thing is, Travis...
40%. I'm 40% certain it's not real. I don't know.
I mean, if I put that in the rotation, then we just look like goofs, right? We look like silly goofs. I mean, I can put the one that we got from Benny that Jake Gyllenhaal...
Well, no, yeah, Jake obviously Gyllenhaal, it's the Jake Gyllenhaal and the Elijah
Wood. You're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on Strange Label.
I mean, without a doubt, I can add that one to the rotation, and everybody will hear that, and they'll say, oh my God, check that.
How'd they get those, yeah. I mean, and you could play all three of those that he sent over back to back to back, because they sound so... they're so distinguishable from one another that you'll know whose voice they are.
But guys, I
hey, this is Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal? We're the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I want to believe, though. I really do.
Oh, you're just like Fox Mulder.
Yeah. See, like, I don't believe because that's just me, but I want to. And I think that's the first step in acceptance is wanting to accept it. Right?
Right.
Well, what's going on with you guys? Is there anything going on with either of you?
I just got back from soccer and also from Dairy Queen, where I enjoyed that pumpkin spice blizzard that I was talking about.
You got before. A pumpkin spice blizzard?
Yeah, pumpkin spice blizzard. Yeah, it was delicious. It was more like a cream filling that you would stick into like a pumpkin pie dessert rather than ice cream, but it was delicious for three quarters of it. It did get a little bit overwhelming towards the end.
Do you think that our love of pumpkin spice is because we can only have it for a brief period of time? Like,
of course.
If it was always available, we probably wouldn't like it as much.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that works for them, that you get a lot of it in a short period of time because it's available, and then it's gone for the rest of the year. And like, throughout the year, you probably think of it fondly and say, fuck, man, I wish I could have one.
Oh, like the McRib.
Yeah, like if you could always get a McRib, you probably wouldn't want it. It's like McDonald's does breakfast all year now.
Shamrock shakes, too.
But, like, if now that you can have McDonald's for breakfast all the time, you probably won't get it.
I have zero... I don't know. Like, I was having this discussion with my wife last night, and because the commercial popped up, and my town has actually been doing that, like, for a week and a half already. There's not a time that I've ever been interested in McDonald's breakfast any other time than breakfast time. I could see them extending their hours to, say, noon, 12:30, but I don't think that it's ever been 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm like, I really want one of those half-hard breakfast burritos that McDonald's sells.
I feel like if the cutoff was 12:30, you'd instantly want one at 12:45. I think that's just the way we are as
people. Yeah, we're assholes. People are assholes.
You know, I saw a thing on the television. There's a new app for your smartphone. It is the Yelp for people. I think it's just called People's. It's the People's app. And you can rate, like, how someone is as a person. Anonymously, you could just, like, write shitty comments about people and like, rate them. And share them with the world, and then like
that sounds terrible.
People get like a 1 through 5 star rating just through anonymous comments, and like the developers have like a video where they're talking about how, you know, they truly believe that the world will surprise us, and that, you know, for the most part, the comments will be overwhelmingly positive.
It will not,
but. Obviously, these people have never been on the internet before.
Or no, on the planet.
I don't see how that could be used for harassment in any way.
Right, right. You get on to check your thing, and you got 20 people saying that you're a fat cunt, you know? That's going to happen all the time.
people would do it out of spite. They would see that they got rated poorly, so just out of spite, they would rate that other person poorly, like, and it will go on and on and on.
Napier is among one of my best friends, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
But if I get an opportunity to rank him anonymously on the internet...
Big old zero.
I'm giving him 1 star and tearing him to pieces.
Can you give him...
I would. Because fuck him.
I would only rate people 5 stars because I love everybody.
But then you'd write shitty things about him, right?
Nope.
Why not?
That's what cunts do.
You'd give people good grades?
Yes.
Can you just... Can you search by, like, occupation... Like, I mean, like, if I have a shitty waitress at Applebee's, can I, you know, search Kim at Applebee's and say that, you know, she sucks?
I think you're thinking of Yelp, and that's for restaurants.
But, I mean, I've interacted with her as a person. Can I just, like, can I take a picture of her and they'll recognize her? Well, and
You didn't interact with her as a person. You interacted her at her job.
Do I have to put myself on the app?
Probably.
Or can somebody else put me on it?
I would imagine other people do. Because why would you ever subject yourself to that bullshit?
I just don't see why. What benefit... I mean, do you think that employers are going to look at your people's app score and say, oh, people generally think this guy is a big pile of shit?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Just another online trail of your bastardness.
All it really is, yeah, everything you put onto the internet... is potentially damaging to you. There's no real good that comes from it.
Well, it depends on what you do with it. Just don't say shitty things in public. It's like a megaphone that is recording all the time. Just don't say shitty stuff about people.
Do you think you can, like, buy positive scores?
I don't see why
not. People get on Fiverr and start selling 5-star reviews for... your people score, so that you can convince people. That would be a good con artist thing to do, right?
I guarantee you if this app takes off, that'll be a thing, because you jump on Fiverr and it'll say, hey, we'll review your business or website.
Right, right. Or you can get a whole bunch of, like, fake Facebook likes and mm-hmm. stuff. It's all a bunch of bullshit. I worry about, like, how the podcast has damaged my people's score.
Well, you're probably a horrible person.
I want people to rate me positively. I want you to find me on the People's app. I'll put myself on it, right?
Like,
but only if you guys promise to rate me positively.
Yeah, remember what happened on Reddit? Worked out real well for all of us.
I can't take criticism. It's been established. I need people to compliment me constantly. And so, I mean, if you're coming with your negative bullshit, you can fuck right off. But I need some 5-star reviews. I need people to tell me that I'm handsome.
I love how you're promoting you on this app that isn't really probably even out yet.
People's. It's the People's app.
Why don't you ask for 5-star iTunes reviews?
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Guys, go rate us on iTunes and... only compliment me.
Come on, guys. You know, we provide you with 1.5 to 3 hours sometimes of content every week for you to listen to. Get through the drudgery of your day. Just head over to iTunes. It takes 30 seconds to do.
Okay, maybe I'm going to write the iTunes review for you. Are you ready?
Here it is.
Mike tries really hard to do a good show every week, and his other co-hosts just try to bring him down.
And it's constantly sabotaged.
But it doesn't work because he's a consummate professional and incredibly handsome and charming.
And a very generous lover.
I bet.
5-star.
WFOD is so much better than other podcasts, and it's primarily due to Mike's wherewithal to entertain and just find the direct link to my funny bone. Also,
you're running out of characters here.
No, I think you could just keep going.
My favorite thing about WFOD is how Mike is constantly putting a positive slant on everything he discusses on the show. 5 stars.
Team Mike.
Hashtag positivity. Hashtag Team Mike. Hashtag WFOD show.
5 stars.
5 stars. I will accept no less than 5 stars. I know that we had a joke going for a while that we wanted everybody to go on iTunes and give us 1-star reviews.
What? Why'd you tell people that?
It was a thing, Travis. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, you know how sometimes I go on things?
Yes.
Like, I just get going on a thing, and there was like a month that me and Paul were on a whole thing about how we wanted everybody to go give us 1-star iTunes reviews, and we got a whole bunch of them. And get rid of those. And
yeah, that's a hindrance. Update that to 5 stars if you did that in the past.
Yeah.
And buy a WFOD t-shirt while you're at it.
We're not selling those anywhere.
Yeah, well, request them, and Michael makes them up for you.
Yeah, do that.
Turn it around. Guys. Tell your friends.
And make sure to all put in lots of references to me, specifically. And then get the People's app and include us in the People's app. That's what I need from you. I don't ask you for my... It's spooky month, guys. Let's turn spooky month into a positive thing.
How do you turn spooky into positive?
It's spooky how wonderful this show is.
Okay, listen to it one more time, okay? Now, it sounds like it could be... It's a decent impression from what I've gathered. From what I've put together, what I've listened to, it sounds like it could be legitimate. I want to believe in my heart, Travis, that this is real.
I'm not discounting it.
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
No, it's not.
You should have included it. They should have included a thing where he said, "Hey, my wife, Annette Benning, I'll be with you in just a second."
Annette, you know, I just went home, and I was just at the airport, and this guy came up to me, and he had a piece of paper, and he asked me to read it. You wouldn't believe what it said on it.
Now, listen to it, Travis. Now, when he says wheelbarrow full of, he already sounds like he's planning to stop.
He already knows that he's not going to finish it.
Like, doesn't it sound like... It doesn't sound like he's trying...
Like he stopped mid-sentence? No, yeah. He knew he was going to stop and say, "I'm not reading that." But that could be a bit.
This
you
is
know,
Warren Beatty,
Beatty
and
the
you're
ham.
Listening to the wheelbarrow full of... I'm not reading that.
Like, when he said wheelbarrow full of, he already knew he wasn't going to read
it. The inflection on the "of" indicates that that was the end of a sentence.
When he says "this is," the rasp suddenly goes away like it's...
When he says "this is Warren Beatty." Let's break it down word by word. This, obviously, is something that Warren Beatty might say on any given day. Is also Warren Beatty. He probably says his name a lot. The rest of it, I can't be sure. I can't be sure of.
Guys, we're going to go to break. Strong turnout in chat. We appreciate it. All of you guys, you're here, and that's a good thing. See, not like I feel like we've opened the box.
No, you've poisoned
us. What's in the box?
This is poison.
What's in the box?
This is unlistenable shit.
I did this, didn't I?
Yeah, and you're continuing to do it with that fucking thing in your hand.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't?
No, it was dumbass Travis.
Travis, why do you gotta poison the well?
I'm not doing anything, guys. It's spooky month. We're haunted.
You're taking a shit in the well right now.
You'll still drink it.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. Our kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning and eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. Dead kids, and I did love you too. If romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
No, don't worry, ladies. It's not like I'm busy trying to clean blood out of my favorite white chinos. Hey, what's up, Samir?
Not the property value of this neighborhood.
What can I do for you, neighbor?
Well, for starters, you can keep that daughter of yours off of my lawn.
Oh, come on. The kids always used to play in your yard.
That was before Callie started trying to eat my golden retriever. You know, there is an ordinance that permits homeowners to shoot feral animals on their property.
Well, then, you better get that son of yours a bulletproof vest. Word of the club is, he's quite the rabid horn dog.
In any event, you might want to keep that daughter of yours on a shorter leash.
The leash can't get any shorter, Samir. She bites. Neighbors, looks like we're going to need a bigger fence.
Kelly, downstairs in 5. Dinner's almost ready.
Go ahead and make that 20, darling.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Corey Feldman, and you're listening to WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Cookie Crotch Nuts, a comedy metal band from Salem, Wisconsin. Their second album, Number 2, is currently being crowdfunded on Kickstarter. To learn more, visit tinyurl.com/cookiewfod. Boys, what's going on over there?
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
That's
which one of you is good?
This is Johnny Thrust, vocalist.
Who else is there? Everybody's there, right? You got the whole gang?
Is everybody good, or is it just you, Johnny Thrust, that's good?
No.
Everybody's good.
We're all good. Wonderful. We're all good.
Well, my first question, and I'm sure you get this all the time, are you guys available for wedding bookings?
Absolutely. We do 8-year-old birthday parties, too.
Only gay and lesbian, though.
And bat mitzvahs?
Yep.
Perfect.
When you guys messaged me, my initial reaction is I really wanted to hate you guys with all of my body. I
like, you should have stuck with your gut.
I got the message. I followed the link. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna hate this. I'm just there's no way this is gonna be good, right? I mean, just from the description, the name of the band, the whole thing, I'm gonna think this is gonna be poorly produced. This is gonna be bullshit. I'm gonna hate it. And and I listened to it, and it's well put together. It's funny. So you guys exceeded my expectations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you find that happens a lot? Do you think that people dismiss you, like, before they even bother to click the link?
That's kind of hard to tell, but I think so. I think it happens a lot.
Yeah, we've run into that even with booking shows and shit. You know, they judge the book before the cover, and if they would just book us, they'd realize we are going to ruin their venue.
We have tried to get booed off stage, but they always love us. We don't know why.
We've never actually been booed off stage. We've only been booed on stage.
Do you think people are afraid to put cookie crotch nuts on their marquee outside?
Definitely. We've had legendary, fucking doing air quotes, Bratstop. The Bratstop was afraid of us big time.
Yeah, that's an actual bar in Wisconsin. That's not a perverted thing that we're making up. Yeah.
It makes complete sense that would be a bar in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Travis, are you a frequenter of the Bratstop?
I have never frequented the Bratstop, but like I said, it sounds like a place near and dear to my heart. They probably have a lot of beer cheese soup on the menu.
Yeah, it's a bar that hits you right in the back of the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wheelbarrow full of brats.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We come into that too, where a lot of people like to dismiss us because Mike named the show.
I didn't name the show. Stupid Napier named the show, and it was I've regretted it since the day we started.
You laughed your ass off, liar.
I love the name of your guys' show. We're going to start our own podcast, Dump Truck Full of Dicks.
Not the one-up. Yeah, not one-up. One up you guys or anything.
We are one-upping you.
That's like three-upping, though. You go from a wheelbarrow to a dump
catch
truck.
Catchphrase will just be...
You're like a F-150 full of dicks or something.
Fuck, we'll be Starship Enterprise full of dicks.
Hashtag get that, dumped on.
See, now I'm into this. Now I just want to keep making bigger things full of dicks. We're just going to continuously, we're going to be Infinity Dicks plus one, Infinity Dicks plus two. We're going to change the name of our show every week.
The
Stitcher's
multiverse.
Just going to get so pissed off. Every week we're going to send them an email. Guys, we changed the name again. Fucking cookie crotch nuts.
We'll eventually work our way up to your mother full of dicks, and that will be unbeatable.
That is the ultimate. It is over. The universe folds in on itself, and we all disappear.
So
sorry. It's a rule. I apologize. Your mom joke a show. So I got that out of the way.
Do you have a checklist? Is there other things that we can cross off?
No.
Just the mom joke. That's all we need?
Just that. That was it.
Huh.
We were hoping the interview would end right there.
I'll have him know that there are many mothers that could beat off many a dicks.
So I wanted to ask right off the bat, do you come up with, in the moment of inspiration, the music first or the titles of your songs first? Do you come up with a title and say, yep, this is the thing, or do you come up with a song and say, what's the title? You know what I mean? What comes first?
I don't know. Well, this album, we're more inspired. We listened to the Macarena like the whole month before we went into the writing booth. And that was like our main inspiration. But to answer your question honestly, yeah, it's like we make up the songs and scratch track them first. And then we kind of concept every song and write around that.
See, that's what metal's missing, I think, is a really good line dance. There isn't enough line dancing anymore. You remember? And, I mean, those last forever. I mean, you go to a fucking wedding, you're doing the Casper slide. I mean, like, that fucking song is 25 years old, Napier, and you're still doing the damn Casper slide.
We wrote a dance for Phantom Buttfucker, but it didn't go over well.
People didn't like your dance for Phantom Buttfucker?
Yeah, it's like so many like grandparents and children getting Phantom Buttfucked on the dance floor.
My grandma did it herself. She liked it.
Travis, what we need to start the whole interview over and conduct it like a inside the actor's studio.
So tell me about the inspiration for Rimjob Jim Bob.
Oh, fuck. Actually, I wrote that song when I was severely depressed. And it got me out of a funk. But I was just entertaining my my buddy's wife, and she was laughing her ass off. A lot of it was, when I came down to writing it, it was mostly inspired by a fucking square dance routine.
So you woke up and your choices were kill yourself or write Rim Job Jim Bob. And thank God you chose Rim Job Jim Bob.
Yeah, I was like in a goofy mode, but I was pretty depressed.
That's, tell us more about your depression, Johnny.
I take Zoloft.
Can we speak to your other personality?
Oh, here I am.
We gave him half a Rufalin before the interview, so
I got a boner.
I think it's supposed to go the other way, man. You're not supposed to have a boner.
No, when he passes out, he gets hard as a rock.
Now, do you guys tell your employers that you're in a band called Cookie Crotch Nuts?
God, no.
Like,
no.
Do any of your coworkers know about your secret life?
If my church group found out about this, yeah.
My coworkers love it. My boss is like in a choir for church, but he seems to like it.
But are you one of those guys that like brings in your demo tape and wants people to hear it, and they're like, oh, God damn it. Johnny's bringing in his fucking tape again. I don't want to listen to your damn songs. I'm just here to work.
No, they all like it, actually. They actually pay me money for it.
And he works at a shit plant, so I guess you have to have kind of a twisted personality.
Yeah, a lot of shop talk and shit, so.
We're all kind of shit plants, really. What do you do?
It's a wastewater treatment facility. I rake rags of poop and tampons. And pump dump with some pumps and shit.
Where do they come from? Where does the Duke come from?
The town of Gurnee, Illinois.
And all the Dukes come to you?
Yeah, we're right by Great America, too, so we get a lot of Duke.
They actually just have a conveyor belt that launches it over Great America's fence. Puts a whole new meaning to the log ride.
Right by the giant drop.
That was a good one. we're not going to top that.
Yeah, no. How do you recover from that one, Mike?
Go out on a high note.
So when you're writing a song, do you care if it's like not funny enough? Do you put it through like a funny filter, or is a good song what's most important? Like, is it good to be funny, or is it good to make a good song? Like, what if you made a really good song and it wasn't funny at all?
I think the first one we were very concerned about the humor. This album, more so, we have a couple songs that are just like more cleverly written than punchy funny, but like the concepts are funny.
Yeah, it's definitely changed a little bit into the second album, more than just immature hilarity
more
to more
moral filter. Yeah.
So you guys are actually trying to make like legitimately good music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say good.
I mean,
I don't know.
legitimate. You're throwing a lot of adjectives around. But yeah, I mean, it's really musically been taken more seriously, I'd say, than just
our
searching
slogan
for
is
funny.
We don't fuck around when we fuck around. That's pretty.
And are you planning to do live shows? Are you planning to do anything like that? Or
absolutely.
After our first album, we did shows for what, 2 years, and then three or four or five. It felt like two for me. I was passed out most of the time. But, we did a lot of shows following that album. Then we took a big break to write number two, and
the Brat Place.
Yeah, just sat around shoving brats in every hole.
I slapped him on my chest.
Yeah, Johnny still hasn't gotten the grease out of his chest hair from the bratwurst. But, worked on writing number two, and we fully plan on doing live shows and going as far as we can with it, playing out of state and nationwide if we can, internationally. Depends how much money you guys give us.
Have you been approached to do any commercial jingles? Like if the KFC people brought Norm MacDonald to you as the Colonel, how would you a song?
That's funny that you mention that, because me and Spunk, the other guy, our first band was, we had a one hit. It was Ricola. He played the horn and I sang it. That was our band before. But
started off as kind of a jingle yeah. group, actually.
We haven't been approached to do jingles, but
Ricola was a hit, though.
Yeah, Ricola was a hit.
Was that was big with the kids? The
Swiss
Ricola?
Alps, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ricola. Still got it, baby.
It's like riding a bike, the Ricola yeah. thing. They don't do the Ricola anymore. They need a resurgence.
I know, it fucking kind of fell off the charts.
And what?
It's not that Ricola got less famous, it's sore throats went away.
Contract ran out.
Isn't that what it was for? I hope. God damn it.
So, who put together the promo ad for number two where the detective is fingering the quesarito?
Ooh! That was like, that was three of us.
It was a
me,
group effort.
Mud, and Ace of Base. We put that together. We all kind of sat down and...
All the promo shit and the video, it's all been done by members of the band. Not me. This is Wick Nice speaking. I'm incredibly lazy. But the other guys have really put a lot into this. And
is there any of you that are really good at like production shit like that, but not really great musicians?
And also,
and
don't
you leave
say
them
that
in the band just because yeah. they're good at that kind of stuff.
Don't say you're lazy. Just call yourself the idea guy.
Yeah, I mean, that is exactly it. I'm just hilarious. Otherwise, I'd be out of here in a second. They would have already fucking kicked me the fuck to the curb. Yeah, but, you
Most
know.
Definitely.
Steve's the engineer. Steve. Let me tell you. Bill.
Your manager.
Ron. I can't give away. John. One of those is his real name.
Either Bill or Ron?
to try to dissect which one it is.
Yeah, definitely not Steve. but Mudwhistle, yeah, he's a hell of a... He did the whole Disgraceland video basically by himself. Pretty fucking amazing, so we're proud of that.
Guys,
but yeah, as a musician, yeah, he's horrible.
Where can people find the Cookie Crotch Nuts music, the Kickstarter? Is there like a place that they can go to find it all?
CookieCrotchNuts.horse.
The best place for the Kickstarter is on Kickstarter. Internet. You'll be able to, yeah. If you go
hey,
on,
you know what, man? Fuck you!
if you go on the internet...
No, would you start at google.com?
I think actually the best place I would say is our Facebook.
Or Xvideos.
Bandcamp,
and Bandcamp, you could download the first album for free right now.
You're not charging for that?
No. Well, at the download, but we have hard physical copies. You could also order on there, too.
You can pay for a physical CD. The digital download of the whole first album is absolutely free on Bandcamp. If you pretty much Google Cookie Crotch Nuts, it's not the... There's two of them, so make sure you don't get the wrong one.
What's the other one?
I'm just kidding.
No, it was a joke, Travis! Fuck!
Come on!
I reeled them in, though. I reeled them in. No, but, yeah.
Some assholes.
Google Cookie Crotch Nuts. If you Google Kickstarter Cookie Crotch Nuts, the first thing to pop up is our Kickstarter that we're running right now to try to fund our number two album. All the production, the video, everything that we've put into it so far, we're just trying to get that money back. And as soon as we do, we're releasing number two for free for everyone to have. We just want to get our money back that we put into it. And then, yeah, we're going to digitally release the whole CD for free. So
you're doing it more for the love of the craft.
Yeah, I mean, we want Mr. Pfister wants money, which we have to pay him to stay in the band. But we are doing it. Yeah, we want people to fucking get the music. You know, it's a bitch to try to, you know, afford the music. And I know not everyone can afford it, but everyone should fucking have it, everyone that wants it anyways. And even people that don't want it should be forced to listen to it. But the Kickstarter, yeah, we're just trying to get our money back. We've put a lot into this number two album, and hopefully everyone fucking loves it and is willing to give us a little bit of fucking money. And also, I mean, if you're planning on buying our CD or if you enjoy our shit, you might as well throw some money in and get a bunch of extra perks and shit that's coming with the Kickstarter. So, I mean, check it out. I mean, Kickstarter and Cookie Crossnuts on Google, and you'll hit that page up right away.
You guys got 28 days to go?
Yeah.
So you got plenty of time, everybody.
Yeah, like we've raised about $47.
but now...
My grandparents.
But you're asking for $47.50, so you're almost there.
We're almost there.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
But now they have the added power of the WFOD bump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look for that to go up another $47. Yeah.
We believe in you guys as much as, probably more than you don't believe in us.
Guys.
We're going positive now on this show.
And very much believe in you guys. And more so, I believe, in our new band, Cookie Crotch Testicles.
What? Fine, and we definitely are starting a dump truck full of dicks.
Yeah, and have you guys on our on our awesome podcast, Dump Truck Full of Dicks. And
I think this cross-promotion friendship is going to go just fine.
It is. It's going to look... couple of dickheads.
I appreciate you guys taking the time. We'll have to talk to you again sometime, maybe when number three comes. Number three wouldn't make sense. You'll need a clever new name, guys.
You got really lazy.
See, number two, it's their second album, but I think they're also referring to Dump.
We would never stoop to those levels of immaturity and... vileness.
Check them out on Google. Cookie Crotch Nuts. Thank
from
you
from my home
for,
state
for
of
being
Wisconsin.
Here from Wisconsin. Great. It's a whole deal.
Oh, fucking thank you guys, man. It's been awesome. You guys are cool shit, and we'll definitely spread the word of you guys as well.
Do you mean that?
I don't, actually. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
No,
it sounded like a nice
of
sentiment.
Of the three of us, I was your favorite, though, right?
Yes.
I figured, right?
Yes. Clearly, there's one cool guy and one shitty guy.
And then one guy that doesn't say anything.
Yeah, the third one is the one we like the most, the guy that didn't talk.
You're welcome, sir.
We'll be back in just a couple minutes, guys. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll be back.
If you want your Affliction shirts back, you gotta come get them. Strangelabel.com.
By now, everyone has heard Ryan Adams cover Taylor Swift's 1989. Taylor Swift has apparently taken the world by storm. But you have not heard 1989 until you've heard it by Napier.
I never miss a beat. I'm lightning on my feet. And that's what they don't see. That's what they don't see. I'm dancing on my own. I make the moves up as I go. And that's what they don't know. That's what they don't know. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop grooving. It's like I got this music in my mind. Singing, it's gonna be all right.
That's right. Napier 1989 is coming soon.
Broke your heart? I'll put it back together. I would wait for ever and ever. And that's how it works. That's how you get the girl, girl. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. And that's how it works. That's how you get the girl, girl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hear Napier, in all his glory, cover every track from Taylor Swift's 1989.
Say you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks, say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend. Say you remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at sunset, baby, red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Ah. Wildest dreams. Ah. Wildest dreams. Ah.
Every song.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times, you and I. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love. So take a look at what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood, hey? Now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut, and baby, now we got bad blood, hey?
Reserve your copy now at WFODix.com. Napier, 1989, coming soon.
Hey.
Hey, it's Bradley Cooper, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'd rather not say this. How about we just go with WFOD?
Every time I stare into the sun, trying to find a reason to go on, all I ever get is burned and blind until the sky bleeds the pouring rain. When you came along, the time was right. Pulled me like an apple, red and ripe. Wasn't very long, you took a bite and did me wrong, and it serves me right. And I nearly forgot my broken heart. It's taken me miles away from the memory of how we broke apart. Here we go.
Welcome back, everybody. 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. You can download everything at WFODix.com. Hey, what did you think of Cookie Crotchnuts, Napier? You like those guys? They seem like nice guys.
I enjoyed the songs.
The song?
Yes.
Because I know you didn't listen to any of their songs.
You didn't give them to me.
Why would I do that? You wouldn't listen to them.
Why do you think that? We're supposed to be positive.
I believe that if you sent Napier songs entitled things like Rim Job Jim Bob, that he might actually...
I should have sent Napier, like, hey, you're featured on this song, and then he would have listened to it.
Probably.
Somebody edit in one of your Napier karaoke's into this music.
Hey, Mike, when do I get added into this song? I listened to it twice, and I don't hear me.
You're sampled, but it's in the back.
What's going on, Napier? You were whispering stuff at me.
Yeah, the Black Daughter Kickstarter. It finished its run, and they succeeded.
They did.
And all thanks to the WFOD bump.
You know, Travis still occasionally brings up that song. He was really, really gay for that song.
I was moved like a motherfucker.
So what else is going on? Is there anything that we have to talk about? I mean, obviously, we're bringing back a beloved contest. So we could talk about that. But, I mean, I want to give the floor to you guys. Do you have anything to talk about? Is there anything you'd like to get off your chests?
What did the last winner of our contest think about his prize?
Oh, that's right. Hey, Napier.
I thought you said you were sending it to him.
Oh, you're off the hook?
Finally, after all this time, Napier's just like, nah. You know me.
I guess I'll have to pick up Napier's slack and send Jay something on his behalf, because Jay won the last Flat Drunk Contest. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing it again. The Flat Drunk Contest is back.
With a bang.
With a bang.
Because of Spooky Month.
This is what you do, guys. You go to Facebook. You go to our website, either one of our websites.
Did you get some new drunk poses?
I'm going to. Drunk is not joining us this evening. He said that his mom had a flat tire.
And that's a euphemism.
I don't know what it would be a euphemism for.
I don't either.
He said that he won't be calling in or anything because his mom has a flat tire.
A flat tire is when you step on the heel of somebody's shoe.
Is that what it is? That happens to me a lot.
Well, that's because you have big boat feet and you don't know how to walk.
I have big old giant boat feet. But Drunk is not going to be joining us. I'm sorry if you guys were. It throws more wrenches in my plans than you may know. Because Drunk, he's an integral part of the program. Little known fact, guys.
Well, I'd say he was here in spirit and also in one of our favorite features, Romance is Dead.
Written by Travis this week.
This is my first one. I hope you guys liked it.
I enjoyed it.
So what I'm getting at, the flat drunk contest, guys, it's real simple. You print out the flat drunks, WFODix.com. There's a tab labeled flat drunk. There's various drunk poses that you can print out. You can cut them out. You can put them wherever you want. Put them somewhere fun. And take a picture, send it to us with hashtag flat drunk. And the best one at the end of, November? We'll do October and November. Best one at the end of November wins a prize. Travis.
Our post-Thanksgiving show, shall we?
The post-Thanksgiving show will announce the winner. What should we call? Should we call it the Glorious Turkey Box?
We can maybe come up with a name off air, because I think
crazy about Glorious Turkey Box.
Not crazy about it.
Gobbles Box?
The Gobble Box?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Spooky Gobble Box.
Travis, I'm going to call an audible here. I'm going to say Napier's not allowed to name a box.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He had a greasy box that our winner will not get. So,
Travis, me and you will talk in the me and you only conversation about what we should call the box.
And then next week we'll tell Napier what the box is called.
We are planning to get some more glorious drunk poses. So that, if you have any suggestions on a pose that, like, you could use for a theme you're working on, let us know. Like, do you want, like, drunk, like, bending over and looking between his legs? Do you want drunk making, like, the heart sign with his hands?
If you'd like to appeal to my interest, you could have him do something like he just got the Infinity Gauntlet on his hand, and now you're going to put him in the middle of the Infinity War. I would be really into that.
So, new drunk poses are coming. The old poses are still valid. And you know what? I'm going to do one more. You send me your address, I'll mail you some flat drunks. You don't even have to print them. That's how passionate I am about getting drunk out there in the world. We need
a man of the people.
We need flat drunks all over the place. We need them. Is what we need.
Can we have drunk doing the pose of Batman when he sees his parents shot in front of him?
That would be wonderful.
See, now, drunk could never be on the People's app because nobody knows drunk's real name. Like the Cookie Crotch Nuts guys, they all have, like, cool aliases and stuff. We just used our name like fucking assholes.
Yep.
And Drunk has a cool nickname. I think that's why Drunk is a favorite, is because he has a cool, memorable nickname. Nobody remembers Mike.
The Mike.
I tried to get the albino alligator going, and that did not take off.
You know, we did that for a couple of weeks, and then we just forgot about it.
I kind of just ditched it.
Can I be the cunt whisperer? Nobody was into it.
Napier the cunt whisperer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a possibility, I guess. I mean, we could try to make that big.
That'd be too much to say, though. Like, every time we referred to him, we'd have to say, hey, cunt whisperer, what do you think? That's like six syllables. I don't like that.
You can call me cunts or whispers.
Just call him, like, cunts for short?
Yeah, cunts with a Z. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, cunts?
People think there's a room full of women that were degrading.
We could never interview a group of ladies.
You like that, you fucking cunts? Guys, so get that out there. We appreciate you all listening. I have nothing else.
I got a new feature here for Spooky Month, Mike.
Excellent.
would you'd like to hear it, I would imagine. This is news to you. It's a brand new feature that I just came up with earlier in the week last week. Okay, so here we go. In honor of Spooky Month, and to celebrate Samhain, I've decided to bring our listeners to the edge of the other world. I've scoured through hundreds of hours of interviews and read countless documents to break down a few of the most haunted places in America. I'll feature one of these spooky sites on each episode, and together we'll figure out what makes each of these locations so disturbing. I'll take our listeners on a tour through the devilish destinations so they don't have to experience them firsthand. Or I'll feature them so they can day trip to those spooktacular sites at their own peril. This week, I bring you... the Ohio State Reformatory.
Oh.
Go on.
Okay.
No, that's it.
You're just going to throw a name out there and tell people to go look for it?
No, that's it. That's one of the haunted locations I found.
Are you going to go there?
No, I live in Wisconsin. I'm not going to Ohio.
So, what do people do now?
Well, they wait till next week when I bring them another devilish destination.
If you're in the St. Louis area, anytime anybody mentions East St. Louis, everybody here tends to shudder with fear.
Oh, shit. Cut that out.
Wow.
Cut that out, Mike.
Wow,
please.
Travis. Wow.
You have to cut that out.
Holy shit, Travis.
That was not okay.
Ooh.
Gotta get rid of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely cutting that out, right?
That's something for the live listeners only. Jesus Christ.
Here. I'm not cutting shit.
Please get rid of that.
Do you have any more that you want to get out before we call it a show? Do you understand Travis's bit? Is that a thinker? Like, when I listen back, am I going to get what he did?
Well, he.
What do you mean? There's nothing to think about. It was all on the level. I brought you a spooky destination.
I thought we were going to talk about that place.
Like,
no, I looked up. No.
Why is it haunted?
It's a reformatory.
Did people die there, and now there's ghosts?
Probably.
What do you mean, probably?
Why is it haunted?
Yeah, exactly. Why? Because there's ghosts there.
Did you just name a place that exists?
Well, look it up. It's on the internet.
Ah, guys, I assume this place is probably spooky. I don't know. I mean, it either is or isn't, right?
You gotta look that up.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I heard them cookie cross up on the goddamn show.
What?
Everyone, I heard them cookie cross up on your goddamn show.
Oh, yeah?
Shit really impressed me. Maybe want to masturbate.
Can you do that now so that I can listen to it?
I can do it quite frequently. Thank you. I just want to thank you guys for bringing them on. You're a bunch of heroes, American heroes.
Oh.
Well, hey, just go ahead and donate to that Kickstarter. I think we discovered that if you went to google.com and put in the terms cookie crotch nuts and Kickstarter, it'd take you right to their donation.
Travis, ask this guy if he's heard of the place you were talking about. What is it? Ohio State Reformatory?
The Ohio State Reformatory.
On Google. What's that?
It's google.com.
Google, yep. www.google.com.
You should do the HTTP with the colon
backslash.
And the backslash,
hey man,
backslash.
TTTP, okay?
And then you Google google.com. Okay, you got that?
Y'all put on a home show.
Let us know when you're there.
I'll do it. Thanks.
No, we got time. Google.com.
Oh, Google?
Yeah, google.com.
on your web browser guy there.
Okay, got it.
Okay, you got it? Okay, and then...
Yeah. Two girls, one cup.
No. We're helpful, Travis. Stop it. Don't fuck with this guy. Cookie?
No, I got it. I have two girls, one cup. I'm
here. No. Don't.
No, it looks like they're having a nice sensual time together, right?
What the fuck is it?
You know, I've never actually watched that. And I'm going to tell you why I never watched it.
My wife's going to check my internet search. You're going to have my ass. Y'all going to give me a two for us.
See, because somebody told me you shouldn't watch this. And so I listened to them. And I didn't watch it.
It's not very scary.
They eat poop, don't they?
That's not scary. That's gross.
Anyway, you guys sound like a bunch of perverts, but they are free to me. I just want to call in and say I love him, and I appreciate you having him on.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, God bless you.
God bless you, God damn it.
I feel we've helped people tonight, guys.
I do, we too. Didn't. It really does seem like we have.
We haven't helped anybody.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
608 is a Wisconsin area code, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Guys, appreciate y'all listening. Come back next week. We'll do it again. Napier.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week. Wait.